Of course there's Russian spies in this country. But what about the banks? What about global corporations? They are the big threat. What about the Chinese? What about Israeli spies? I mean, they've infiltrated every level of this government. That's admitted. Running much of U.S. foreign policy. No one even debates that. Israel brags about it. Netanyahu brags. The former prime minister, Ariel Sharon, bragged in Jerusalem Post and Haaretz about it. I mean, America is a whorehouse for anybody that wants to come here and sell this country out. So why are they going after the Russians now? Because as bad as the Russian government is and all the corruption they've got, they're not part of the New World Order as far as I can research and tell. They've said they want their own New World Order. The Chinese are a big part of it, and that's why they can have 3,000-plus front companies and growing. That's why they can have Chinese generals in the White House and in the Commerce Department. That's why they can have everything. That's why the U.S. sells its weapon systems to Israel, and Israel openly gives it to China. But you get some Russian infiltrators. That's a classic form of it. Of course they're spies. I've seen people spinning it in the Russian media. They were reporters. Anybody who comes here illegally, anybody that has fake husband and wife teams trouncing around, yeah, those are spies, folks. And if you don't think the United States has got spies all over Russia, deep cover, husband and wife teams, you got another thing coming. And if you don't think the Israelis have got teams over here and everywhere else, you got another thing coming. The Israelis admit their ratio of HUMET, human intelligence spies, is the biggest in the world comparatively to their population. There are spies all over the place. But let me tell you what's even more important. Corporate spies. They openly come in and buy your politicians in plain view. They openly go and write the laws. 94% of the laws aren't even read in Congress. You know where the espionage is going on? It's the Federal Reserve. They had a financial coup d'etat in 1913. They would have already passed it this week if Robert Byrd hadn't died. He was the one vote they needed. That's a godsend for us to stop this situation, that 92-year-old monster.